Hello, and welcome to the Power of Attorney podcast. I am your host, LaTanya Moore, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing the podcast lawyer, Gordon Firemark. You can reach out to Gordon Firemark about anything entertainment and podcast. His website is gordonfiremark.com. Before we jump right into the interview, guys, I'm going to give Gordon an opportunity to let us know a little bit more about who he is and what he does. Welcome, Gordon.
Hi, LaTanya. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for the opportunity to to tell people who I am. As you said, I am the podcast lawyer. That's just because I'm one of the first lawyers to get into podcasting, and I sort of needed to scratch my own itch and learn enough about the legal stuff to make sure I was doing things right and carefully. And once I started doing that, I realized that other people needed it too. And so I set out to educate and help and serve the community of folks in podcasting. I'd been practicing entertainment law for, almost 20 years at the time that I started my podcast, and entertainment and, film, television, live theater, a little bit of music, and other kinds of new media. I was helping people who were creating, digital video and online courses and those kinds of things. And so I call it new media, but I think digital media is probably the better term nowadays. It's not so new. So
yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about it is that it's constantly changing, right? With AI and all of these other trends that are coming down the pipeline. So all of those things are very exciting. Before we jump into that, though, one of the things that you mentioned in your bio, which I really love this, you said you help creative industry professionals make deals that make sense. I love that because oftentimes we always hear the horror stories, right? Yeah, about the people that make the deals that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. So before we jump right into the podcast law part, could you talk a little bit about that and just some things that you've seen that don't make sense? And maybe it can help some of our audience members that are considering making that deal.
Well, the world is full of the horror stories. The writer, the creative person who was so eager to get their material out into front of the public that they got taken advantage of, they got screwed. And even when they have, representation in the form of an agent, a manager, maybe even a lawyer, sometimes they're just so eager to take the deal because it's the deal. It's the first one offered and it's a great opportunity. We're going to make your movie. And they don't really take the time to think it through. They don't really assess the bargaining power. They may not have much bargaining power, but even in that situation, sometimes saying no is better than saying yes. And I always tell clients that I would rather you say no to a bad deal now and feel, unhappy about it for a week or two, then a year later when the movie comes out and you're wondering, why did I get so little money or no money at all? Or why am I, why are they making a sequel and I'm not included? Those kinds of things. Those hard feelings last a lot longer than the ones about, well, I had to say no to a bad deal. So that's sort of my approach to things. And when I'm representing companies and businesses and the producer side of the thing, I try to counsel my clients to be fair and reasonable and make it, a partnership, a win-win scenario. Unfortunately, in show business and business America nowadays, everything is a scorched earth fight to the death kind of a scenario. And it's all about winning for one party. And, in many cases, that means the other party has to lose. I don't subscribe to that notion. I think that it's possible for everybody to win.
Awesome. And I wanted to talk about that, guys, because Gordon also has something called the Entertainment Law Update. Now, you can find that at entertainmentlawupdate.com. And that's a monthly roundup of news and commentary. It's all about the entertainment law industry. So it talks about the artist side, the lawyer side, and other professionals. And so you can definitely find out a wealth of information, again, to protect yourself and protect your information. One thing I'd like to shift to, though, is you have something called the New Media Producers Legal Survival Guide. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, so that's the ebook that I created when I started looking into my own podcasting and the law. It's the podcast blog and New Media Producers Legal Survival Guide. And, I wrote it sort of to satisfy my own need, but then I wanted other people to have the opportunity to learn from this. And I've covered the kinds of issues that folks in these new media areas, and at the time blogging was a big thing, podcasting was just getting started. We, you know, people who are entering this area nowadays are coming in, it's a very level playing field, so it's very easy to become a media producer, whereas in previous years, you had to have some training, and you would intern at a company, and then you would get a low-level job, and you would see how it's all done. Nowadays, you buy a microphone and plug it into your computer, and you can make a podcast, so you may not really know the legal framework that operates around this, and the, you know, issues of entertainment law, like what if I invade somebody's privacy, or I say something that's not true, and it hurts their reputation, defamation, you know, if I infringe on somebody's copyright. So I really wanted to get the information out there for people to learn and understand without having to hire lawyers to to set them up and, God forbid, you know, represent them as the defendant in a lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to talk about that as well, because I think that there are so many things that people don't think about because they look at everything from the end user standpoint, mm-hmm. right? They see yeah. that someone's podcasting. And so they just ask, well, what do you use to podcast? And yeah. that's about as, you know, I use this type of microphone. I use mm-hmm. this type of camera. If it's a video podcast, I use this type of system. I have this type of computer. This is yep. the platform that I use. And that's it. And they're ready. They get yeah,
tech toys are fun to talk about. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Right. We love gadgets, but here's the thing. We don't think about those back end things, which are the things that you talk about. And I only said half of it, guys.
You know, yeah, really the issue is this, that, you know, the content that you create is it's content just like the television news or the TV sitcom that you watch or the feature film that you go see. And so when you're making this stuff, you're subject to the same rules as the producers of those, I'll call it big media kinds of properties. And yet most of the community that's doing this new media, digital media, doesn't really know the rules. So you have to know them if you're going to follow them. Otherwise, you get burned.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm encouraging you guys, make sure that you go to podcastlawbook.com. And there you will find the podcast, blog, and new media producers legal survival guide. Again, I'm sorry?
I said, thanks for the plug.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's what we do. I was going to also direct them, though, to gordonfiremark.com, because you also have online services. Tell us about your I know you have courses. You have so much that you're doing. You're coaching and all of those things. So tell us a little bit more about your online courses and the services that you provide.
Well, around the same time that I got started with podcasting, I started getting interested in, you know, frankly, other sources of income for myself, because, you know, practicing law is trading dollars for hours and there's no real way to leverage things. But teaching, training, information products is a growing and it's getting to be a huge business. And I decided to get in there too. And I created a course. At the time, I was doing a lot of work with theater producers. And so I created a course to teach people sort of the ropes of theater producing. And that's called Theater Producer Academy. That was the first course that I created after the ebook that we talked about. After I did that, I created a course to teach lawyers how to podcast called Power Podcasting for Lawyers. And got a couple other products like that that are courses on the business of digital media, business of digital business. And that's a toolkit of forms and templates and things like that. If you're running a digital business, you're going to have, you know, same question. Say, you know, it's easy to get in, and if you don't know the ropes and don't know the rules, you can run afoul of things. So I've created this digital entrepreneur's business and legal toolkit product. And similarly for podcasters. So we've got lots of forms and templates and all those kinds of things. So thanks.
And Gordon, they can reach that. Can they reach all of these through gordonfiremark.com?
Yeah, that's sort of a clearinghouse where you can get access to, you know, links to all of the different products and services that I offer, including the law practice, including the ebook and other things. And that's where I'd recommend people go.
Awesome. Now, one of the things, though, that I know you, like I said, there are so many things, guys, that we could talk about, and we're definitely going to have Gordon back to kind of drill down into some of those things. But one thing I know that you talk about is how podcasting has leveled the playing field for creatives. Tell us a little bit more about you know, what you mean by that and the true reality of how podcasting, just the power of that for creatives.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, if you wanted to be a broadcaster, you had to have millions and millions of dollars to buy a transmitter and build a studio and, you know, hire cast and crew and all those kinds of things. And that was a pretty significant barrier to entry. And I actually studied radio, television, and film production in college. So that's what I was aiming to do. And then law school reared its ugly head. But I discovered an aptitude for that kind of stuff. So I went with it. But what I'm talking about when I say it's a level playing field is really this idea that nowadays anybody, you and I are both doing it right now. We are sitting here with a microphone and a computer and, you know, maybe a little mixer or something like that. And you know, for a very low cost investment, we have access to the technology and the techniques of getting our message out there. Now, we may not be getting to millions and millions of listeners all at once, at least not at first, but we can get our message out there. So it's when I say level playing field, lots more voices able to get out to their audience with the message that resonates for that group of people. And that's very powerful as a tool. So I'm bullish on podcasting especially. And I think if you have a business and you're not using a podcast as a way of promoting it and building your brand and creating your own, affinity in the marketplace. You know, it can be the free experience that leads people into the sales funnel. And, you know, the more they hear you, they come to know and like and trust you. And that's why people do business with you. So that when I say level playing field, that's really what I'm talking about. It's easy to get in. It's easy to get started. And that. But then again, there are those pitfalls. And that's what I'm sort of here to protect people from.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it because, again, guys, you really have to understand that once you start to broadcast, like Gordon said, you are now in media, whether you want to be or not. So you are going to be held accountable for the things that you say, the things that you imply. And there are so many pitfalls that you really want to research ahead of time. Again, I want to encourage everyone to go and research on GordonFiremark.com. Before we let you go, Gordon, what is some advice that you would give to creatives or lawyers or anyone really that is very serious about podcasting? What are some steps that you would say for them to take, not just to enter, but to be successful?
Well, step one is, yes, this can be fun, and it's the kind of thing that you can do started out sort of as a hobby. But we really shouldn't think of it as a hobby. Think of it as the business that it is. Even if you're not making money from it, maybe you're not even planning to make money from it, people are going to look from the outside and see it as an enterprise of some sort. So go ahead and have a good time, but learn what the rules are, learn the parameters, the framework of things. It's not just about the production. It's also about how you go about distributing and what the content contains and who else might have an interest in something you're saying. So don't, you know, look, everybody grew up listening to the radio. And so you think, okay, it's fine. The DJ comes on and talks for a minute and then plays a record. Well, that isn't okay in the podcasting space. The rules aren't quite the same as for broadcast radio. So you have to understand those rules and you have to realize that when you play that piece of music, that's a copyrighted work that belongs to somebody. When you mention brands on your show, those are trademarks that belong to companies that have spent a lot of time, energy, money, and investment in building those brands. When you talk about a person, if you say something that's not true and it hurts their reputation, you could be you causing them some real problems and consequently yourself. Likewise, you can invade people's privacy. You can, if you use a person's name in connection with a commercial venture, you know, mentioning a celebrity who buys and uses your product, you know, you're supposed to get their permission for those kinds of things. So those are the kinds of rules that we really need to know. And my biggest tip is that if you're going to do a podcast and you're going to interview someone, use a release form. I have a free one. If you go to podcastrelease.com, you can get a free release form that gives you the absolute permission to record them, to use their voice, and to put out the show without any worries about them coming out later and saying, wait, I want you to take that down. I don't like the way it came out, or I've changed my mind and I don't like you anymore, so I'll take down that episode. And that's, you know, it's just smart business to be equipped with that kind of thing. So use a release with everybody that comes on your show. That's my recommendation.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gordon. Again, guys, you can find out and connect with all of these resources at GordonFiremark.com. You can go to Facebook, like our Facebook page. It's Power of Attorney. Of course, subscribe to our podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, just about every podcast platform that you can think of. I'm your host, LaTanya Moore, and I am encouraging you to leverage your power and protect your brand.